Good morning. You're listening to KXRY in Portland. And welcome to Buked and Scorned, a one-hour-long gospel radio program running every Sunday here on X-Ray FM, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. This week's show, we start off with Let the Church Say Amen by Elder Charles Beck from the Folkways LP Urban Holiness Service.
Let everybody in the house say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say
amen.
Amen. Let the church say
amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
Welcome back to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour on X-Ray FM here. I'm your host, DJ Yeti, Mike McGonigal. We started off the hour with Elder Charles D. Beck and Let the Church Say Amen. That was a field recording made in the very last days of 1965 at his church, the Way of the Cross Church of God in Christ in Buffalo, New York. And that was a folkways recording made by William Talmage, who was then a professor at the State University of New York in Buffalo. Of course, today, Beck is best remembered for recordings like his rock and roll sermon recorded around that same time, or his equally upbeat earlier sides with Elder Curry. I think people remember those, like Memphis Flu. They certainly should. And after that, we heard the Southern Hearts with their song Good Time, a self-release 45 understood to be from the late 1960s. Otherwise, little is known about Southern Hearts. And that's also something that is really hard to Google and find anything you would want to find. After that was When He Spoke by the White Singers, a 45 that was originally released on Jim Stanton's Nashville-based label Champ, which was a really great 1970s gospel label. Next we heard Holy Ghost Rock by the Capitolaires, of 45 from 1964 on the Gospel label. And after that was Satan, Your Kingdom Must Come Down by Frank Prophet off a rounder LP called High Atmosphere, Ballads and Banjo Tunes from Virginia and North Carolina, collected by John Cohen in November of 1965. Which has some really stellar stuff on it. And the last track we just heard was I Will Meet My Precious Mother from 1937 by the Dixon Brothers. The Dixon Brothers were Dorsey Murdoch and Howard Dixon. That was originally a Bluebird 78. And on the label it said, Singing with Guitars. If you are a fan of this singing with guitars type music, you might also like the next number, Rock of Ages by the Reverend Robert Wilkins.
Oh, meet your mother, when the world on fire, don't you want God fools on, or be your pillar, ride me over. Rocks of ages, clear from me. Oh, my dear brother, when the world on fire, don't you want God fools, I'll be your pillar, ride me over. In the rocks of ages, clear from me. My dear sister, when the world on fire, don't you want God's bosom? God be your pillar, ride me over. In the rocks of ages, clear from me. My dear children, when the world on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillar, ride me over. In the rocks of ages, clear from me. for you drunkards when the world on fire. Don't you want God's bosom to be your pillar? Ride me over in the rocks of ages, rocks of ages, clear from me. You gamblers, when the world on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillar? Ride me over in the rocks of ages, rocks of ages, clear from me.
Talk about you when I'm up and leave. I wanna go to heaven. Heaven, heaven. I wanna go to heaven. Heaven, heaven. I wanna go to 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 heaven.
My brother, don't you go in. Christ just a name, because everybody in heaven is treated the same. I saw a host of angels in the air, some were side by side, kneeling down in prayer. I heard a mighty rumbling down under the ground. You know it must have been the devil chaining Jim Crow down, 'cause that is
no Jim Crow. We up in heaven, oh my,
that is no Jim Crow in the promised land.
Oh Lord, that is no Jim Crow,
but that is no Jim Crow.
No, 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 there is no Jim Crow in the promised land.
I said,
no Jim Crow, we up in heaven, oh my,
that is no Jim Crow in the promised land.
Oh Lord, that is no Jim Crow,
but there is no Jim Crow.
I'm going to travel up the heavenly highway on all these days. I'm going to travel up the heavenly highway.
I am Thank you. will be ready when Jesus come. I wanna be ready when Jesus come. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. I wanna be ready when Jesus come. I wanna be ready when Jesus come. Don't let him catch you on the ballroom floor. Don't let him catch you like he did before. I wanna be ready when Jesus come. I wanna be ready when Jesus come. Don't let him catch you in the gambling den. Said he was coming, but he didn't say when. I wanna be ready when Jesus come. I wanna be ready when Jesus come. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. I want to be ready when Jesus come. I want to be ready when Jesus come. Don't let him catch you at the whiskey store. Said he was coming, you will never know. I want to be ready when Jesus come. I want to be ready when Jesus come. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. I want to be ready when Jesus come. I want to be ready when Jesus come. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. I want to be ready when Jesus come.
Hello again. It is Sunday, March 2nd, 2014, and you are listening to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour here on X-Ray FM. We started off this set with Rock of Ages by the Reverend Robert Wilkins. I believe that was recorded in February of 1964 for his excellent LP on the Piedmont label, Memphis Gospel Singer. That record is so good that that's what an outtake from it sounds like. That recording was made by Arnold Kaplan. Next, we heard Brother Claude Eli with I Want to Go to Heaven, originally released on King, who recorded a lot of his music at church services, even though that wasn't a common practice for the label. They also relied on Eli's Pentecostal tent revivals to help sell hundreds of those records across the U.S. in the 50s and 60s. Brother Claude told of a miraculous childhood cure for tuberculosis, which led him to spread the word as an itinerant preacher and singer. And then Eli passed away in the late 1970s, suffering a heart attack while giving a sermon and playing the organ at the same time. Not that doing those two things at once is what caused it, but that's definitely one dramatic way to go. After that, we heard the proto-civil rights song, No Jim Crow in Heaven, 78 on the Gospel label by the Capital City Quartet, itself an update of the Golden Gate Quartet's earlier song, No Restricted Signs Up in Heaven. After that, we heard Heavenly Highway by Professor James Earl Hines and his Goodwill Singers, the LA-based, much-in-demand performer and arranger and group leader. That's from a solid CD on the Ace label, Collecting 78s, originally issued on Modern, the label Modern. After that, we heard Strengthen Me, Lord, by the Gospel Six. That's from their 1972 Checker LP of the same name, and I really recommend checking out any Gospel Six records on Checker, at least the ones from the 50s to the 70s, but that's probably all there were. I don't think they recorded into the 80s for them, but even if they did, those are probably great. And then after that, we heard from the heart of the Golden Age of Gospel on one of its best labels, two classic groups, the Harmonizing Four, together with the CBS Trumpeteers, and that was on Gotham, sorry. God's Gonna Move This Wicked Race from 1953. That song just slays. And then that one Jamaican gospel song after that was a 45 on Tabernacle label from 1972, Phyllis East, recording Making Preparation. And finally, We just heard one of the many wonderful George Mitchell recordings from that really big Fat Possum set of all the 45s in the cardboard box, the George Mitchell collection. It's also a CD, the probably easier way to listen to it, but I kind of like the 45 thing because I'll just dig through and just be like, oh, I don't think I remember this one, and they're all so good. And that was Jesse May Hemphill singing I Want to Be Ready When Jesus Comes. She didn't even need to play a guitar for that to be riveting. If you like electric guitar, you might appreciate the next number by Austin, Texas's recent-ish, I was going to say contemporary. I don't know how active he is, but he made records into the 80s and 90s. Bishop McDaniel. Hope you like.
Start falling on this wicked world alone. There'll be crying, there'll be praying dreadful sorrow, pain and woe. When the seven seals are broken on this sinful world below, stars from heaven will be falling and the sun will fail to shine. When the wrath of God start falling, that will be the end of time. Satan on that day will never stand. When the fire comes down from heaven on the sea and on the land, men will cry for the rocks and mountains, try to hide their sin in pride. When the wrath of God starts falling, there will be no place to hide. There'll be crying, there'll be praying, dreadful sorrow, pain and woe. When the seven seals are broken on this sinful world below, stars from heaven will be falling and the sun will fail to shine. When the wrath of God start falling, that will be the end of time. Jesus warned us to be watching for his coming soon with you. Let us then be true and faithful, keep our lamps all trimmed and bright, for the Lord will come upon us like a thief comes in the night. I'll be crying, I'll be praying, dreadful sorrow, pain and woe. When the seven seals are broken on this sinful world below, stars from heaven will be falling and the sun will fail to shine. When the wrath of God start falling, that will be the end of time.
My Lord. when the stars begin to fall.
Thank you for listening to Buchten Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour on X-Ray FM. That was our last song, Reverend Pearly Brown with Oh What a Morning. We started off the set, the tiny mini little set, with electrified guitar evangelist Bishop McDaniel and that song, his version of Swing Low Sweet Chariot. That was from a self-released double album recorded at a church which was run out of his own home. One time when I was in Austin, I was trying to track him down, and I went to the address, and the people who lived there didn't know that a church had been run out of the home, but some people nearby did. And then I almost made contact with him, but didn't. That record, that was a really exciting story, wasn't it? Sorry. That record was made using a reel-to-reel recorder in Bishop McDaniel's own living room. Church. It's really a special thing. I want to thank my compatriots at the Friends of Sound Record Shop on South Congress in Austin, Texas. And if you have to go to South by Southwest here in a week or two this year, be sure to drop by and tell them I sent you. The second of these three songs was When the Wrath of God Comes Down, by Ernest Martin and his Gospel Melody Makers, a recording from 1954, which just might be the only song we will ever play on Buchten Scorned that Oral C. Roberts himself performed on, a fact I know, thanks to an exhaustive country discographical website run out of Prague, Czechoslovakia, because the world is truly a wonderful and weird place sometimes. Originally, that was a self-released 78, but it was later collected on a Jewel label LP. And turns out that I know now, thanks to that website, that Martin was extremely prolific, and I can look out for other recordings by him. X-Ray FM,